Yoongi leaned further and further down without your glance focusing on his figure. The rest of the demons stood quietly and watched. None of them able or willing to interfere. They could see that their fellow devil wasn't enjoying this, but then again, he had never seemed very eager about taking his part of a soul. None of them knew why, and he had never spoken about it either. Now his features softened as he shortly halted above your face. Your chest was still pumping, your heart struggling against the overwhelming pain of not having enough of a soul left within you. And Yoongi grimaced when he looked past skin and bones and saw the remaining splinters of what had previously been the colorful, shining orb which represented your whole being. It looked brutal even to him, and that's why for the first time in centuries the demon closed his eyes when he touched your lips with his fur a soft, nearly hesitant kiss. Silence filled the room as Yoongi consumed what he deemed enough, or necessary, to end your torture. Nothing in his face changed as he did it, and when he pulled back, his eyes were cold. He let go of your wrists and stepped back. Your breathing slowed down to a normal pace and your heartbeat fluttered. Once, twice before it fully gave out and your eyes closed. Under the piercing glances of the seven senses, your human body changed into that of a demon at a painfully slow pace. Invisible to the human eye, but much too obvious for our devil's high-end senses. At some point, Jin turned around. "Let her sleep," he mumbled. "It's going to be her last after all." He turned around and left without a further word, and slowly but surely other demons followed. Namjoon stopped in the doorway waiting for Yoongi, who was the last. It seemed as if he couldn't rip his glance from your changing body, couldn't get rid of the grinding of bones and muscles in his ears, until Namjoon spoke up. "You did the right thing," he said quietly, and Yoongi lifted his glance to look at him. "I do hope so," he replied calmly before he turned away from you and stepped past the leader. The letter nodded as a simple reply and followed him, closing the door with a last glance towards your motionless body. For a while, the castle stayed quiet. The seven sins, for the first time in their lives, were waiting for something almost anxiously. Their ears were constantly trying to catch any sound that might have come from the room you were resting in. It took longer than expected. For almost 3 full days, there was nothing. And the younger ones started doubting what had been done. But everyone knew Yoongi wasn't just any devil. He wouldn't mess up something as basic as this. And their trust in him was justified. After 3 days of nothing but silence, something stirred in the room. And the seven sons all raised their heads and looked at each other. In quiet consensus, they assembled in front of your room and again. It was Jin who pushed the door open with a slight bump of his fingertips. For the first time since this human set their foot into their cave, the castle was completely devoid of the sound of heartbeat again. The seven sons were greeted with a scared glance out of pinkish-red eyes that were swirling with uncontained emotion and power. "What did you do to me?" he whispered, voice almost trembling. "What the hell did you do to me?" Namjoon was the one who both stepped forward, the others quietly making way. Within a few seconds, he was next to you, slowly sinking down onto the mattress next to you. "You don't have to be scared, Mia," he mumbled, while his eyes searched for your glance and didn't let it go anymore. "But we had to do this. There was no other way." Neither of them expected your aura to suddenly grow thick and sickly sweet before you let your fist bang onto your nightstand, preceded by a swing of your arm that was half-hearted, almost weak, yet the surface of the table broke and splintered under the impact of your newly obtained power. The teacup Yoongi left next to you rolled off the nightstand and shattered on the ground, and after a second of you staring at it, you buried your face in your hands and started sobbing into them. "What did you turn me into?" were the only words that Seven Sins could make out as he curled up in your bed, and they exchanged dark glances. At some point, Namjoon's hand softly pressed into your back and started rubbing smooth circles into your skin, but it couldn't calm you down. Under the red stares of six demons to get left in the middle of it, unable to bear the view. The tears flushed away the rest of you that was clinging to humanity desperately until you were able to let it go. I'm sorry, Mia. It sounded like a genuine apology and finally managed to make you look up. The devils had left after you had sent them away with a snarl. Only Yoongi stayed, to keep your company, you presumed, but even more so to keep an eye on you. Newborn demons were dangerous, they all knew that, and even you could feel the emotions rage within you, making your skin itch and your blood boil. The older devil had taken seat in the chair he had been sitting in before, calm and quiet. And his presence filled the room and managed to suppress any need and urge you felt to let it all out and destroy everything around you. It's a good thing you're here, he rasped, voice scratchy and unfamiliar in your throat, and ignored Yoongi's apology. The oldest glance pierced through you. You're crawling in your skin, am I right? He asked huskily, and you hummed as a reply. He nodded to himself. It will fade soon, he said. Wait for a bit longer. A bit in devil years or human years? The snarky response rolled off your tongue before you could stop it. A few days back, you would have held your breath now, waiting for the devil to snap at you for your disrespect, but this time, another feeling crawled to your spine. Excitement. Excitement to see what Yoongi was capable of doing to you and the wish to pay him back tenfold. A few seconds later, the shock about what was going on inside your mind knocked the necessary oxygen out of your lungs. The older demon looked at you with a straight, motionless face, calm and composed as ever. Only in his eyes was there a hint of movement, sympathy, compassion maybe? But it was gone before you could notice. You'll get used to it, he said quietly, as if he knew all too well what was going on within you. And while you ran your fingers through your hair and tried to calm the storm within you, you realized that all of them probably knew perfectly well how you were feeling. Time skipped. It took a week before they let you out of your room. You felt how time passed by for some reason, almost as if you could hear the stars and the sun move through the sky. Everything was heightened. The cave that had previously been dominated by the most overpowering, intimidating silence was suddenly filled with scratching, dripping, rumbling. The familiar darkness that before had been the blackest, most impenetrable thing you had ever seen, or not seen, for that matter, suddenly seemed like a mere thin veil of fog over the bizarre beauty of the cave. Easily broken if you looked close enough. A touch of a hand sent shivers up and down your spine now. The sheets in your bed became unbearably heavy and restraining. But despite all of the sensitivities, your body seemed immune to warmth or cold now, and it didn't get hurt, although you still felt pain. Which was a good thing, because demonic speed and strength was also a thing you had to get used to. And more often than not, you crashed into walls and boulders, jumped too high, or rammed yourself so deep into the ground it took hours to get yourself out. Yoongi was always around to keep you in check. Though sometimes Jin or Hoseok accompanied you, the black-haired devil always had an eye on you, and that was for the better. Demonic emotions, you learned, were raging, uncontrollable fire within you. A day didn't pass without this showing, in anger and aggression mostly because, as Jimin explained to you in a moment of silence, there is still human pain within you, and it will stay there for a long, long time. Jin later added, your heart may not pump blood anymore, but it's still a heart, even if some of us don't like to admit it. Yoongi never let you roam too far. Now, as a devil, you could sense the strength that radiated around him at all times. A much more elaborate feeling than the simple human awareness of his aura that you were used to. Often enough, this presence alone sufficed for your rage to disappear like a spider web in a storm, and if not, you didn't stand the slightest chance against the older devil. He handled you as easily as you had handled the newborn kittens of your mother's cat each year. Sometimes he let you fight him on purpose, and when he truly got into it, his ravenous grin and his flickering red eyes scared even you. After such an incident, you sometimes wonder now how you weren't more scared of him during your time as a Shia. When you mentioned it to him, Yoongi's reply to this was simply and delivered with a shrug. You didn't know the side of me then, so why should you have been scared of it? Later he added with a short smirk in your direction. It takes away less to intimidate a human than it takes to intimidate a demon, you know? The first soul he consumed was that of a small mouse, one of the few unfortunate beings that occasionally found their way into the cave and never got out again in most of the cases. He wondered why the others relied on human souls to feed them, to which Jin explained that at some point the souls of anything less than a human didn't satisfy a demon anymore. Though you felt bad for taking the mouse soul, it left less of a bitter aftertaste than the thought of consuming a human soul. The soul tasted like nothing he had ever tried before, yet it was the most delicious, exquisite thing you could imagine. An elaborate combination of flavors and feelings that left you in an almost high state for a few minutes, drunk with the power that rushed through your veins. Only Yoongi's aura looming in the corner kept you from searching out that high again, possibly by rushing up the stairs and ravaging the human town above. You couldn't even begin to imagine what it felt like to try a human soul, and as much as your demonic side was tempted by the thought of it, you were disgusted and shocked by it to a much bigger extent. Silently, you swore to yourself to never touch a human, completely missing Yoongi's quiet chuckle, as if he was seeing right through you. The thoughts of a devil were scary at times. More often than not, you found yourself shocked at the cold-bloodedness, aggression, brutality, and arrogance evident in your being and behavior now. Features that were almost unknown beneath to you during your time as a human. "Demons are bad, Mia," Jungkook whispered once, leaning against the door with crossed arms after one of your fits. "You can't fight against it, and it's best not to. It'll destroy you otherwise." His face grimaced into an expression of discomfort, maybe pain for just a second. "Trust me, I tried for a long time. I wasn't a bad person though," he replied tonelessly, blood still raging as you tried to contain the rush of confusing emotions within you. Despite the fact that the worst of your previous fit was over for now, it was still 10 times, 20 times more intense than anything you had felt as a human. "And I still am not." Jungkook shook his head. "That's not how it works," he said. "Being a demon doesn't make you bad. It just takes all the bad things within you and elevates them. No matter how good you think you are, there is always going to be something off." He paused shortly. "Humans are sinners, you know. If they believe in God, that may help, but it doesn't make you a better person. And it sure as hell doesn't protect you from becoming a demon." Whatever you were going to say was struck in your throat and Jungkook's face softened. "It sounds worse than it is," he added, his voice a little less harsh and bitter than before. "You will get used to these thoughts and you will learn to control and accept your emotions with the time. Just be a little more patient." You couldn't help but wonder how long "a little" mean to the seventh sense. One night, about 2 weeks after you had woken up, you stepped into the kitchen and found Namjoon leaning against the granite countertop, a glass of whiskey in his hand. He swirled the amber-colored alcohol around and seemed to be deep in thought, but he looked up as soon as you opened one of the cupboards and grabbed another glass. "Want some?" he simply asked as you turned around and handed you the bottle before you could reply. In silence, you poured some of the whiskey into your glass and set the bottle back onto the table, which had been mysteriously replaced after Jin had ruined it in his anger. "Getting used to it?" The devil eyed you from the side after you had taken your first sip and you shot him a short smile. "Not eating and tasting anything is weird," he replied. "But at least this stuff is strong enough to allow me to taste something." The reason the demons often drank strong alcohol was apparently that the drinks next to souls were the only thing pungent enough to stimulate a devil's taste buds. It had been weird drinking pure alcohol in the middle of the day in the beginning, but sooner or later, you found yourself getting used to it, almost welcoming the taste. Plus, As Jimin explained with a mischievous grin once, it took a lot before a devil actually got drunk. Namjoon now nodded, taking a sip from this whiskey himself. At least something. He chuckled quietly. It's a lot to take in after all. You agreed in silence, now swirling the stinging liquid around in your glass yourself. Namjoon's glance was burning on your skin for a while before he sighed and turned towards you. Believe us or not, we all know what you're going through, he said, causing a rush of demonic anger within you that resulted in a sharp glance towards him. He raised his hands, whiskey glass still in his right, as if to signal he didn't mean trouble. Some of us might show it more than the others, but we do, he insisted. Against his glance on one that spoke millennia of experience, pain, and power, yours soon faltered and you averted your glance to the ground to take another sip of the whiskey. Just know that we're here for you now, the demon hummed. As long as it takes and as long as you want us to, because you belong here now. You forced me to belong here. He spat bitterly, and the leader's lips curled into an apologetic smile. That's true, he mumbled, more to himself than to anyone else, and downed the alcohol in his glass in one go, already reaching for the bottle again. But I promise you, we'll make it up for it as best we can. He filled his glass in silence, already back to his usual calculated self, but his words still lingered in your ears, and when he looked at you questioningly, you handed him your glass for a refill. The smile that filled his face as he poured you some whiskey lit up the room for the first time, for the very first time. It seemed completely real and genuine. He gave the glass back to you and raised his. To you, Mia. Welcome to the Seven Sense.